defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. We're coming to you live from the RWB Network Studios in the People's Democratic Republic of New York and syndicated on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So days after Gary Johnson asks, "What is Aleppo?" Indian Hills Elementary School in Riverside County, California may have the answer for that question. Apparently, two of their kids have leprosy. Two kids, leprosy. This day and age in this country, in California. Parents are not happy and they want to know who the kids are, but the school district can't tell them who they are. They got to keep it private, I guess HIPAA laws or whatever it is. They're not happy. They're not happy, but don't worry. The director of disease control there says it's not that contagious. Not that contagious. So we'll keep an eye on that. But first, let's get to this weekend's headlines. Less than 50 days to go until Election Day, and Crooked Hillary is off the trail yet again. Is she prepping for Monday's debate? Is she sick again? Is she negotiating immunity for yet another one of her aides? Or is she closing a deal on another million-dollar home? Truth be told, probably all of the above. Also, Charlotte sees a third night of protests in response to the shooting of Keith Scott. Thursday night was pretty calm, but are Mr. Scott's family lawyers trying to stoke the flames? And Hillary stars in two new videos that are leaving even her most ardent supporters wondering just how hard she hit her head. We have all that, plus a review of this week's poll numbers. We'll do it quickly. We'll discuss some do's and don'ts for Monday night's much-anticipated first debate at Hofstra University. And I'd like to thank one high school student from North Carolina who turns out to be a bigger man than any NFL football player. We have all that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here. But first, let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. So, if you stood for that, good, you're a good American, because I definitely always stand for the pledge. And if you want to send me a recording of you saying the pledge, you can do that too. Send it to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Hopefully you're standing for it when you say it. Send it to me in a WAV or MP3 or MP4 format. Also, check out rhinoreport.com. You have Robert's continuing series, his multi-part series about the state of our education system, and Tina's new article, Getting It On, is also posted there. So if you want to get it on with Tina, go to rhinoreport.com, and you can read that. Plus, follow us on Twitter, @Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can email me. And guys, buckle up. It's the weekend show. Who knows what's going to happen?
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Parents Magazine and the National Endowment for Financial Education have issued a joint survey to learn how millennial-age parents are preparing for their financial futures. The millennial generation is struggling with more than just debt. They're delaying life goals like starting families and buying homes. Paul Golden, director of SmartAboutMoney.org, elaborates.
51% of the survey respondents say that they would trade in a year off their life for a greater sense of financial security. 2 in 5 of millennial age parents say that they are unsatisfied with the quality of their financial life.
David Sparrow of Parents Magazine.
Millennial parents need to attack their debt. And we believe in starting with your smallest debt first, paying that off, and building momentum.
For more tips on managing your finances, visit smartaboutmoney.org/family or parents.com/family finances.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with me today on this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Remember, you can always check out the old episodes of the show all week. We had some pretty good episodes this week, I think. I think we did a good job this week. You can find them on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. We have a couple of shout-outs to do. Red Nation Rising Radio, we're always live there Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Liberty feed, as well as StreamingTalkRadio.com, again, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. A big shout-out to everyone listening on WJHC 107.5 out of Jasper, Florida. They carry our weekend show. And you can catch the replay of this show at night on KLRNRadio.com. That's at midnight Eastern Time. And I also have on good knowledge that we have a cluster of listeners and supporters at the Golden, Colorado Trump campaign headquarters. So a big shout out to you guys. You guys are doing a great job. I mean, Trump was down, what, 17 points at the beginning of August in Colorado? And now every poll has him either tied or up. So keep up the good work there in Golden, Colorado. Let's do a little stupid celebrity roundup before we get into really today's meat and potatoes. It's starting to sound like Anthony Weiner, Carlos Danger, may get to meet Detectives Benson and Stabler. That's what it sounds like. Well, the real-life version of those characters, anyway. NYPD's SVU, the Special Victims Unit, is now looking into this little sexting thing he had going on with this 15-year-old girl. He's saying it was a hoax. He was baited in. He knows he has a problem. Well, Mr. Weiner, we all know you have a problem. And when you have to talk to NYPD's SVU unit, and not even on TNT or TBS, you have a real big problem. I guess the FBI has subpoenaed his cell phone and other records. Maybe he'll just pull like a Brian Pagliano and say, I don't want to give him to you. Then what? Because that's all the rage now, right? You get a subpoena and just don't show up. That's all the rage in Congress. They're really good at it. Anyone around the Clintons is very good at it. Now, I'm pretty sure Weiner may have lost his Clinton indemnification. He probably got that. He was in the circle of trust, right? And then since him and Uma are just about no more, and he's being investigated by Child Protective Services for taking a picture, was it 3 weeks ago with his kid near him in his underwear or something? He's being investigated there. He has this sexting scandal with a 15-year-old. He's probably outside the circle of trust. And the only one laughing is Bill Clinton, because he's still inside this circle with probably 100 times more scandals than Anthony Weiner. But that's that with Anthony Weiner. We can't let a day go by without talking about him. He doesn't allow us to. Also, Brangelina, right? Brangelina, no more. The world's most famous name contraction is now just Brad and Angelina, so boring, I guess. Now, Angelina Jolie is saying that Brad Pitt may have been abusive to one of their children. This is a pretty typical Hollywood smear campaign. That's what they all do. They file for divorce, and it's something they're really shocked about, right? Oh my God, I can't believe we're getting divorced. I mean, how many Hollywood couples really stay together? It's got to be a very, very low number. But she's saying he was abusive, and maybe not so much physically, but verbally abusive. And she cites a time when they were on their private jet. Now, I'm sure the court system doesn't see too many of these complaints. Like, what did Brad Pitt say on a private jet that was so abusive? Behave, or I'll turn this plane right around. What did he say? Keep it up next time we're flying coach. What did he say that was so abusive to this kid? Some people are saying there's nothing here. Some are saying there is something here. I am inclined to believe probably nothing. Probably nothing. But she did move out. The moving trucks were there on Thursday or Wednesday. She's gone. World's most eligible bachelorette now, I guess. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Charlotte. Charlotte, last night, North Carolina, of course, largely peaceful with the protests. It seemed like everybody in the crowd. Now, there were some flashpoints, they call them, where, you know, a little dust up with maybe the National Guard or some police officers, whatever it may be. But they largely kind of just want to see this video. Now, I got an alert right before we went live from the New York Post that said the video is out. Whether it's leaked out or it was released, I'm not sure. That I don't want to comment on. But it sounds like the people want to see this video. That's what most of them were saying as the reporters were walking with them. And one reporter from Fox said he took like 29,000 steps. I haven't taken 29,000 steps this month, and they took it last night. But be that as it may, before last night's festivities around the streets of Charlotte, the family attorney had a little bit of this press conference before the family viewed the video, which didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I would say you have the press conference after you view the video. That makes a whole lot more sense to me. He was sort of encouraging protesting, the one lawyer who was speaking, sort of encouraging this disobedience. Now, you are allowed to be civilly disobedient. That's, you're perfectly within your rights to do that, and in fact, I encourage that. But if you're going to block streets and shut streets down, you need to get permits. You got to get permits. Now, let's say you're in New York City and you want to do a nice repair to a building, but you have to get some equipment in there. You just can't bring a crane in and start fixing a building. It doesn't matter if you're making it look nicer. It doesn't matter. They give you tickets and fines. They fine you through the nose. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars for blocking a street in New York City. They don't care what, they don't care if you are, if you're going to plate the outside of Gracie Mansion in 24 karat gold, they don't care. You're getting a fine. And if you don't leave when they give you the stop work order, they arrest you. Again, it doesn't matter. You can put up the Christmas tree in a Rockefeller Center. It doesn't matter. If you don't have a permit for it, you get arrested. And you get fined through the nose. But apparently when these things happen, all of those laws the rest of us have to follow go out the window. I'm sure, I'm absolutely sure that Charlotte, North Carolina has a process, a permitting process for closing streets. If they don't, it would be the only city in this country that doesn't. So I'm almost positive they do. And then during this press conference, this lawyer is demanding transparency. He wants transparency. You got to put the video out there. People got to see it. They need to see everything in the investigation. It sounded like it was this lawyer's first rodeo. You know, act like you've been here before, guy. You're speaking for a family who lost somebody. And don't demand transparency when you don't plan on having a press conference after you viewed the video. One of the reporters said, okay, are you going to do one of these afterwards? And he goes, I don't know, we'll see. So who's not being transparent? 3 days in, this family has a lawyer. They're looking for a payday. In fact, they have three lawyers. Not just one, they have three. You have a shooting here that will probably wind up being a justified shooting, and I'm sure Charlotte will still pay them money, and the lawyers will still get a cut. But we'll see if the video popped out. I'll check on the break if I can see it. We have a lot more to get to today. I want to keep talking about these protests. I want to talk about where's Hillary, and we'll talk a little bit about Tulsa. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, guys, welcome back to our weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Follow me on Twitter. I got lots of witty, kind of neat stuff to say sometimes, especially when I'm really tired. That's when you go, should I delete this? Who cares? Leave it. At Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We're talking about this press conference these lawyers had before they viewed the video, because that makes a whole lot of sense, and they were asked if they would have a press conference afterwards, and they go, I don't know, we'll see. We'll see. My favorite part of the press conference, and if you're a really good listener and you pay a lot of attention, you probably noticed it too. About 3 minutes into this press conference, there was a car accident that happened off camera somewhere. All you heard were tires screeching and then a smack. These two cars, I guess, smacked into each other. They were probably looking and waving to the cameras. And then you heard the audience or the reporters go, ooh. And the guy didn't get flustered. He was almost mad. Like, somebody might have gotten hurt, and he looked mad that the attention wasn't on him. And actually, a few people, you could see him run behind to go look or help or get the scoop on the story. Who knows? That was my favorite part about the whole thing. So they don't come out afterwards. They view the video, but they don't want to answer questions. This is how this is going lately, right? They're taking their lines or their cues from this Obama administration, this abomination, really. They put out a statement. So no questions. We don't want to have to answer anything, but we'll put out a statement. And in the statement, they pretty much just say, well, you can't tell if it's a gun. Well, can you tell if it's a book? How about that? Was it a book? They didn't say that. So they got this statement. Now, the protests last night may have been a little bit calmer for a couple of reasons. Number one, the police were crediting the community organizers and the religious leaders inside the protests who were marching with them, kind of diffusing these arguments and all this anger. And that's probably true. I've always said give credit where it's due. And you look at Representative Cummings out of Baltimore. He was down there on the ground with these Freddie Gray riots, and he was trying to disperse people and calm them down. Now, I don't care for his politics, but he did what a representative should do and get into his community and help when they need it. So I believe that the religious leaders in Charlotte and his community organizers were probably doing the right thing inside this group. Did the National Guard have a big impact? Maybe. Maybe. That can go either way. That can either look like a challenge or it can give more of a calming influence. You did see protesters shaking their hands and thanking them and the guy with the free hugs t-shirt and everything. So it may have worked. It may have worked. This Mayor Jennifer Roberts, she is an unmitigated disaster. She's a disaster. It looks like things might start to get a little out of control. A few more of these flashpoints going on. So right away, she signs the curfew. Signs the curfew, and it's to go into effect at 12 at midnight local time in Charlotte. And then we kind of hear, well, if it stays peaceful, we won't really enforce the curfew. A breaking of the curfew in Charlotte, North Carolina, happens to be a Class 2 misdemeanor. Just FYI. FYI. But if you're going to sign the curfew, my view is you kind of have to enforce it. Maybe that's the law and order side of me. Maybe that's the ex-law enforcement side of me. Whatever it is, you have to kind of enforce it. Because you can't say, well, it's a tool. That's all we heard. It's a tool for us to use. No, you signed it. Like, you have to do it. That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Also a little concerning was the police did say the night before, night two of this protest, riot, whatever, 70% of the arrests that were made that night, the people they arrested had out-of-state IDs. So that could lead to one of two things. Either A, there are a lot of colleges in the area, so kids are there from college with out-of-state IDs, and they think they're being all social justice warrior-like and walking around the block, and they got arrested. Hey, Mom, aren't you so proud of me now? Or everybody's best friend, Mr. Soros, is bussing in professional protesters. Now, that would normally be a far-fetched thought, although we've seen it now three times already in the last year. So is that possible? And if he is doing that, you're talking about a very risky move. Very risky. Because these riots, when they're on TV, they benefit Donald Trump. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Donald Trump has poised himself as the law and order candidate. The average person sees this and goes, you know what? We can't have this. There are other ways to get your point across besides smacking around homeless people, breaking windows, stealing TVs, and burning cop cars. So these always benefit Donald Trump. And it shows that Obama's America is out of control. We got to rein it in a little bit. And again, that all falls under the law and order aspect of Donald Trump. But if it's successful, if what they're doing is successful by busting in protesters and what Soros might be doing here by creating a riot, it controls the news cycle. It gets Hillary's health concerns out of the news. It gets her dropping poll numbers out of the news. It gets the email scandal out of the news. It gets the fact that she's taken 30 out of 38 days off in the last month and a half out of the news. So who really benefited from this, or is it a wash? We're going to find out next week.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's Ka'anapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Thanks for joining me. Check out all of this week's episodes, all 5 of them, on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, all over the interweb. All over. All over. All right, so we're talking about if George Soros, if he busts people in, because we're hearing a lot of this, that he's sending in these paid protesters, and it's very possible, I'm not saying anybody's wrong, but if he is doing it, it's sort of a risky decision. It could be a real roll of the dice. Because, yes, it will take the news cycle away from Hillary's health and her dropping poll numbers and her being off the trail so much and the email scandal. But it does give Donald Trump the opportunity to look presidential, which he did. He did it very well. Now, people are trying to contrast this with what went on in Tulsa. And they're two very different things. But first, what can we look forward to this weekend? Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night? I think probably more the same what you saw Thursday night. Larger gatherings, dwindling as the weekend goes on, especially if this video is out, and people can kind of say, eh, you know what, it probably is a gun. You know, maybe some minor flashpoints that are diffused quickly. Again, they won't have any permits. We do know that. The wearing the mask thing always annoys me because if you're going to be a big boy and you're going to protest, well, don't wear a mask. Show your face. Be a man. Also, other cities are holding solidarity rallies. I almost said riots, which it could be. Most of them are trying to bill them as anti-police rallies. So we'll see how those go. The most notable one is in Oakland this weekend. But again, if this video is out and everyone can see it's a gun, this stuff may go away. All right, Tulsa, again, different story. Officer Betty Shelby, she is now charged with manslaughter. A little soon, no toxicology report yet on Terrence Crutcher, who was the victim. So maybe a little jump to conclusion there. I don't know. The video to me is a little vague. He is walking away. He is ignoring a directive. That does not mean you get shot. I agree with that. Just because you're walking away does not mean you are giving up your life. However, I don't like this. I'm going to walk away with my hands up so you can't do anything to me. And then who knows if he's going to jump in the car and take off, if the car was broken. I don't really know. I don't think anybody knows. They have been more transparent than Charlotte. But Charlotte has internal policies that don't allow them to release these videos. The state has policies. So two very different things. But you can see here, Charlotte here is a Democrat-controlled city, and Tulsa is a Republican-controlled city. You can see the two different places handle it. Which one is having riots and looting and protests, and which one is saying, you know what, the right thing is being done here, and the community appreciates it. You can draw the stark contrast between the two cities. It's been, you know, it is what it is. So she believes, this Officer Shelby says, that she thinks Crutcher was armed and high on drugs. You know, who knows? Like I said, Crutcher was disobeying directives, and you can't just walk away with your hands up. Now, you should not get shot for that. I'm not condoning that, but there should have been other measures taken. That I do agree with. Donald Trump said she choked, so he's on, you know, the right side of this one. But again, no riots there. So I guess we'll see how this all plays out this weekend. Let's move on. Let's talk about Hillary's two new starring roles. First one we saw yesterday was this Between the Ferns. That's on that funnyordie.com, the Will Ferrell website. You know what? I mean, it was funny, but it was funny because it was so awkward. It was just so awkward. She's talking with Zach Galifianakis, of course, you know, the famous actor, comedian, whatever he is. You know, she's looking for her Hollywood acceptance. Please like me. I mean, you guys even like John Kerry. How come you don't like me? That's kind of what she's looking for here. There were some little quippy lines about Zach Galifianakis asked her, what do you think Donald Trump's going to wear? And she goes, probably that red power tie. And Zach says, what about a white power tie? Ha ha ha. Very funny. Of course, that's the clip everyone's playing on the news so that they can associate Donald Trump with white power. Just FYI, I saw it four times last night on local news here. That was the one clip they played out of the interview. She'll never come off as cool. She just won't. She comes off as that old lady in the house down the street screaming for the kids to get off her lawn. That's how she comes off. It is what it is. She's not cool. Her husband was cool. She is not. She's out there yelling, get off my lawn or I'll send you to Benghazi. You know, that's what she is. That's what she is, just totally unlikable. And then the second video we saw was, I guess it was like a campaign staff video. It was meant for these campaign staffers to see. They got to think that she is completely mentally ill. Why are I 50 points up? Why aren't I 50 points up? Could you believe she even said that? And she's screaming. Her eyes are darting around. By saying that, you just called 175 million people stupid. So first you call 20 million deplorable. And then we're going to round it off with the other half of the country. You're going to call them stupid for not voting for you. Unbelievable. She's screaming like she's in some big venue. It's a webcam. I mean, ask Anthony Weiner how to handle that. Like, it's a webcam. Oh, it's crazy. George Soros goes through all this trouble to start a riot, and there she goes and does something stupid. These two videos where, I mean, we're laughing about it, but it's like, how do we get to a point where this person becomes a nominee for the president of the United States of America? How does that happen? And she wants to know why. Why aren't I up 50 points? Well, let's forget the fact that you called half of us stupid and we called 20 million people deplorable. What about emails? What about Benghazi? What about supporting the war in Iraq? What about Travelgate, your sexually deviant husband, your attacks on his victims, cattle futures, calling black kids predators, fainting in public, uncontrollable spasms? I mean, policies that change as frequently as your underwear. It's unreal. Taking donations from countries that support the killing of gays and have no respect for women. You should be asking yourself, how did you make it this far? That's the real question. Not why am I not 50 points up? Why are you not in Shady Acres or FCI Danbury right now? These are more appropriate questions. There has never been a more flawed candidate in the history of this country for a major party than Hillary Clinton. And she wants to know why she doesn't have 100% of the vote. Donald Trump doesn't want that. He says, even if you don't vote for me, I'll still fight for you. Whose message do you think is better? I deserve it, or I'll fight for you? You make that decision on your own. We'll be back.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaconPoints for details.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about this video where she looks possessed, and she's screaming into a camera that is like, what, it's got to be 18 inches away? Like, it's not that far away. And her eyes are darting everywhere. She looks like this crazed person telling you how she deserves to have 100% of the vote. Okay, sorry, Stalin. You're unreal. Unbelievable. If I was the intended recipient of this video, now it was meant for a campaign staff somewhere, obviously, to get them all, I don't know, juiced up, I guess. I mean, she couldn't lead a pep rally for anything. No one would cheer. It'd be crickets. But if I was the intended recipient, I'd be embarrassed by this. Absolutely embarrassed. And even more embarrassed that I got leaked out because someone said, oh, you know what? This has to go on TV. This is terrible. Someone who wasn't, like, that big of a supporter was just working for a couple extra dollars. They said, this has to get out there. You know, in fact, I'd probably quit the campaign. I'd probably quit altogether. I don't understand why these people are working, quote-unquote, for her anyway. She won't give them anything. A handful of the supervisors may get some select spots in her team if she wins, so they'll get their indemnity clauses. You can do whatever you want. You can run amok in the entire country. And you'll get immunity. So a few of them will get that. But unless they gave her $5 million, they're essentially useless to her. I mean, she's using them the same way that Barack Obama used the black communities in 2008 and 2012. All promises, no action. In fact, that community now is worse off than it was 8 years ago. They have falling unemployment rates, falling home ownership rates, a rise of fatherless households. A rise in insurance costs. Lower household income. So she's doing the same thing, and it's going to lead to the same results, if not worse, if not 1,000 times worse. So it should really be, like, no surprise that nobody is showing up to her rallies. There's nobody there. She had 300 people on Wednesday. This was her big, you know, coming out, I'm back on the trail. I'm back at it. Back in the saddle again. 300 people. If I went to a parking lot, a Walmart parking lot, and I stood on top of my car and I started yelling, I would have more than 300 people guaranteed. Guaranteed. She can't get 300 people to a campaign event. We are under 50 days until the election. Donald Trump that same day had a rally, 2,700 people in Toledo, Ohio. So forget the size of the town. She's in Orlando, so she has more to draw from. And he's in Toledo. He has less to draw from. Forget that. Put that aside altogether. Which campaign is juiced? Which one's chomping at the bit, frothing at the mouth? It's only one. I mean, she could be maybe drooling from the mouth, but she's not frothing, that's for sure. The Hillary camp is saying these smaller events, they're intimate and they're personal settings. Well, then why are you renting big spaces? It makes no sense. They are constantly in backup, reverse, spin control. They do it all the time because they can't get anything right. Because you're expecting to fill them. It's Hillary Clinton. You don't want to see the next queen? You don't want to see her? She's right here. No, nobody wants to see her. Nobody wants to see her. You know, so what they'll do is they should then go get smaller spaces and pack those for the optics. They're just so bad at optics. Democrats are terrible at optics. Really, really bad. They're just good at mind control, I guess, because people vote for them still. We are less than 50 days until the election, and the audience at Monday's debate will be the biggest crowd she's had since the DNC convention. Let that sink in for a minute. And it's only that big because Donald Trump is there. There will be a more than half liberal in that crowd. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But 30% of the people that were at that big crowd for her DNC acceptance speech were seat fillers anyway. Because the Bernie people, they walked out. They were gone. It was all over the news a couple of days, and then it's out of the news. The seats are filled. They came back. They came back. No, they didn't. You paid people to sit there. They were Craigslist ads trying to get people down there to sit there. They let them through the wall they put up around the convention center. They let them through because they're seat fillers. Very, very important. You got to fill seats when Hillary Clinton speaks. But some of these cameras, they're catching these empty arenas. It's crazy. So that's it. Monday we have our debate. Lester Holt, this should be fun. The Clintons are already lining up that saying he's not going to do a good job because he's not going to challenge Donald Trump on the facts. Well, listen, if he's going to challenge him, then he should challenge you too, no? They're all pissed about Matt Lauer. They're pissed that he actually challenged her. Well, he challenged Trump too, just she has a lot more to hide, and a lot more got exposed from a guy who is relatively enthralled with her. He's a Clinton Foundation or Clinton Global Initiative donor, so he doesn't hate her. But they're real mad that he didn't question Trump and he questioned her. He questioned Trump plenty. Plenty. They're saying maybe 100 million viewers. 100 million people. That would be like the biggest TV event ever. That's crazy. I hope it's not warm in there. Hope they keep the AC nice and high there. Although she didn't have a problem. What's the over-under on how many coughing fits she has during the debate? 3, 4? Is an over-under on how many times she faints? What happens if something happens during a break? Does Donald Trump say anything? If they can't get her revived in time for the news feed to come back on, will certain stations not bring it back on? There is a lot to look for. But she's home prepping like crazy right now. They're filling her with fluids and BS, so she'll be ready to go Monday. She just bought another house in Chappaqua. Yep, she bought her neighbor's house. Because these Hollywood types, they don't like neighbors. They buy up everything around them. They gotta keep the commoners out.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this final segment of our weekend show. Hope you're having fun so far. Lots of real topical stuff today. I mean, we try to keep it recent, but this stuff's going to be news all through the weekend. So if you're listening on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's good all weekend. And it may even be good through Monday. So in preparation for this debate, Donald Trump's doing nothing. He's doing nothing. He says he's okay. He knows the policies. He doesn't want to sound scripted. I get that. They're going to give him some of these one-liner comebacks, though. He's going to have a few of those in his arsenal and maybe pull a Chris Christie moment when he called out Marco Rubio, something like that. That will go over real well. There's not going to be any real winner here. Mainstream media is going to tear apart Trump. Everyone else is going to tear apart Hillary. It's going to be a draw. They're going to say how bad Lester Holt was, and we'll all wait for the next one to do the same thing over and over again. So that's how that's going to happen. But yeah, Hillary, she's home. She bought another house in Chappaqua. Yep, swanky Chappaqua, bought another home right next door, so she can now knock that down and build her wall bigger around her property, her compound. This is what Hollywood types do. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. Look at Justin Bieber. That's what they all do. They buy the houses around them so that they don't have to, you know, see commoners. So that's what she's up to. All right, last thing on today's docket. I wanna talk about this guy. This boy named Alex Dunn. Alex Dunn is a 16-year-old high school junior at the Massey Hill Classical High School in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Now, his teacher, Lee Francis, we talked about a couple of days ago. He was the teacher who tried to cut the flag up and then asked the kids for a lighter, but no one had one, and he couldn't cut it with the scissors, so he put the flag on the floor, and he stepped on it, and he crumpled it up. all in the guise of a First Amendment lesson. Uh-huh. Now, it just so happens Alex Dunn, his father, is in the military, and he wasn't real happy about this. So Alex Dunn took the picture that we all saw of this teacher stepping on the flag, and then he picked the flag up, and he brought it to the principal's office. Now, his teacher, Mr. Lee Francis, is really mad, and he thinks that Alex should be punished for doing this. He says, "I cannot take a picture of them, and in turn, they cannot do the same of me." What? What? Listen up, stupid. You can't take a picture of them because they're 16 years old, you pervert. That's why you can't take a picture of them. Plus, as a public school teacher, and I use that term loosely, you are a public servant. It's like taking a picture of a tree in a public park. All you can do is sit there, smile, and hopefully at some point, leave. That's it. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Alex Dunn. Thank you for defending our flag. And thank you for continuing to inspire people like me to do what we do, day in and day out. Not only are your parents proud of you, but your country, Alex, is proud of you. And if they decide to give you after-school detention for doing this, I will gladly go in your stead. I've done detention many times. I'll be okay. You saved our flag. You deserve the afternoon off. So thank you, Alex Dunn. Unbelievable what we have to talk about now. We have teachers stepping on our flags. And only stepping on it because they couldn't burn it. This guy should be drubbed out of that school. Parents, this was a military community. People who had their family members come home in coffins with that flag draped over it. Absolutely unbelievable. And something that I can't forget. But Alex Dunn, you're a hero in my eyes. All right, guys. Remember to check out the old episodes of this show all week. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, or rhinoreport.com. Lots of articles. Hope you had a good time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please keep it up. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great weekend, everybody. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York.